Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're tuned into the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Become our proactive member and get access to expert strategy guides on personal and professional development, bonus episodes, and other exclusive contents. Visit activeaction.fm for more information. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Active Action Podcast. It's me, your host, Dr. Nazif, back again with another amazing guest. And today we're going to talk about humor. Before diving into that, just wanted to express my appreciation for listening to this podcast on a regular basis and providing us with your valuable feedback. If you are looking into personal and professional development opportunities, we did start our proactive membership, where if you become a member, you will get access to hundreds of articles on personal and professional development. Apart from that, in our podcast, we regularly discuss topics on personal and professional development, business, entrepreneurship, and various topics on entertainment as well. So please feel free to visit our website and check out some of our other episodes. Today, we have with us Steve Sultanov. Steve is a psychologist and a professor of Pepperdine University. So Steve is a master psychologist specializing in health and well-being with over 38 years of experience as a clinical psychologist, professor, trainer, and professional speaker. He has become a specialist in treatment of anxiety disorder and the interrelationship between emotions and cognitions. In addition, he is internationally recognized as an expert in the health benefits of humor and is a past president of the Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor. The title for today's podcast is Tickle Me, Teach Me, and Touch Me, A Wisdom of Therapeutic Humor. So without further ado, let's dive in. How are you doing this morning, Steve?
I am doing great. That was quite a long introduction. Thank you. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for asking, Steve. And thank you again for making the time to join the podcast and spending some of your valuable time to talk with me and my listeners aspects about humor and how that can benefit person and how they can benefit people with their mental health as well. So I understand that you have worked a lot regarding therapeutic humor. Can I ask you to explain to my audience what therapeutic humor actually is?
Certainly. I differentiate therapeutic humor from humor in general. While most humor has some healing aspects, both physiologically and psychologically, when we talk about therapeutic humor, we're talking about humor that is used intentionally and purposefully. And what that means is that somebody intentionally wants to help someone, help them perhaps with anxiety, help them to have a new perspective on life, and that when they use the humor, they have a purpose. So I'm trying to be funny with somebody to make their day better, help them to feel better, or to reduce distressing emotions such as anxiety, or to increase uplifting emotions such as joy. So I differentiate, again, general humor from therapeutic humor by the aspect of therapeutic humor is intentional and purposeful.
And a very unique topic as well. From my curiosity, can I ask you what actually led you to come into this field and discover humor more?
That's a great question, because I'm not the funniest person on the block. Nobody wrote my high school yearbook, "Gee, Steve, you're a funny guy." It is really somewhat happenstance. I've always been very creative and clever, but not particularly funny. So I was becoming a psychologist, and I attended an international conference on psychotherapy, commonly known as Woodstock of psychotherapy. It had all the greatest names in the world at this conference. They had a session on using humor in psychotherapy. And it was a panel of four of, you know, these renowned psychologists talking about humor. In the end, they had no substance. They talked about, they gave anecdotes and stories. And like in retrospect, I did this and it was helpful. But nobody had any rationale or substance for why you use humor. So that intrigued me. And at the same time, I was learning a model of psychotherapy, which I'll actually talk about in a few moments in terms of the how humor is healing. But I realized that the way that I tried to be healing as a psychologist could be done with humor. So that really excited me that the experts didn't seem to have much substance, and there seemed to be substance potential. And then I went on a journey of seeking humor. I read journal articles, but there wasn't much. And then within a year, I went to another conference, and it was a laughter and play conference in San Francisco. And there once again was a session on humor and psychotherapy, and I attended that session. And those there understood humor, but didn't understand psychotherapy. So there seemed to be this gap, and that really excited me. I tend to be a creative person, introspective, trying to figure things out. And while I wasn't, again, the funniest guy. In fact, the people that I'm with in this association that you mentioned, the Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor, see me as really good at creating the rationale, the underpinnings, the reason why humor is healing. And I'm a good speaker, but I'm not the funniest speaker, which seems ironic. So that's kind of how it all started.
That's wonderful to know, Steve. So when you connect your education or experience with psychology, with humor, how do you see people reacting to that? Or when people come to a psychologist, oftentimes there is distress, they're not feeling emotionally well. How do you think humor actually fits into that aspect?
That's a great question, because your listeners may have heard of laughter yoga or laughter clubs. And what I do is integrate humor as an intervention into psychotherapy. My clients don't know that I'm actually using humor. I may make three or four humor interventions in a session, maybe more depending on the client. But it's not a session where my client sits down and I start telling jokes or I make them laugh and I try to be funny. It's not that at all. What it is using humor as an intervention to be helpful in psychotherapy, just as some therapists offer interpretations. So they'll make an interpretation or they'll offer a confrontation. Or in cognitive therapy, they try to help clients shift thinking patterns related to emotions. So what I do is I take humor as another way of treating a client, but it's subtle. So my clients often don't realize that I'm using humor. Now, in this day and age, my clients will always, you know, do an internet search and Google, and I'll come up as an expert in humor. So I've even had clients say to me, you know, you're an expert in humor. Why aren't you using humor with me? And I'll say to them, well, I have been in this way. So I don't get any kind of backlash in terms of using humor because it's so integrated with the way that I work. For the most part, clients don't realize that I'm doing it. Although there are times where I will do a humorous intervention and I will immediately ask the client, and how do you feel right now? And they say something like, well, you know, I feel less anxious. And I'll say, isn't that interesting? What did I do that facilitated you to feel less anxious? They'll tell me, oh, you told me a joke. I said, that's interesting. So if you experience a moment of humor, then you can relieve your distress. And then I teach them how humor can be functional to relieve distress.
Okay, that's very interesting to know. So you use humor in such a way within your sessions to heal towards something or helping them to express to you better. Can I ask you, how is humor healing?
There are four major aspects of humor that creates healing. And the first one I'm going to mention is the one that everybody knows. You hear the phrase, laughter is the best medicine. And as it happens, laughter is good medicine. And when we look at laughter is a physical response to humor. So humor is a stimulus and laughter is a response. The research has mostly focused on laughter as opposed to humor. And I'll fill in the gaps there as I talk about this. So with laughter, there are some physiological benefits, including reduced blood pressure, including increase in pain tolerance. So if you experience physical pain, laughter will likely help you to reduce that pain. Certain antibodies are increased with laughter. And in terms of stress, there's a chemical called serum cortisol. And when we're stressed, cortisol is released into the body to activate us, to get us primed, to get us going. Laughter reduces serum cortisol. So laughter reduces stress. So that's one way that humor is helpful, that humor activates laughter. In my world as a therapist, I'm much more interested in the emotional aspect of humor. And humor activates what I call mirth. The M-I-R-T-H. So, and mirth I define as the emotional component of humor. When you experience mirth, you feel uplifted, you feel joy, you feel pleasure. And so two things happen there. One is you feel the emotional uplift, and distressing emotions such as anxiety, anger, depression dissolve. And so mirth has that two-pronged function of providing us with uplifting emotions, which have certainly psychological benefit, and resolving or decreasing distressing emotions such as anxiety, depression, and anger. The experience of mirth and distressing emotions cannot occupy the same psychological space, meaning when you experience mirth, at least in that moment, emotional distress goes away. Now, will it return? Probably so, and there are reasons why we can explain why distressing emotions return. But the more that you experience humor, the more you activate mirth, the more you feel psychologically better emotionally. The third of four aspects that I want to mention is that humor activates what I call wit, W-I-T. And I'm using the term wit here as the cognitive component of humor, meaning when you experience humor, you may not laugh, you may not feel uplifted, but there's a cognitive shift. Perhaps you gain perspective, perhaps you get it. For me, the classic example of this would be Peanuts cartoons. That Peanuts cartoons, you read them and you may not laugh and guffaw, but you get it. And when you get it, there's a shift in perspective. Charlie Brown or Snoopy, they both offer shifts in perspective. So humor shifts the way we think. And the research and theory is really quite clear that our thoughts are directly related to our distressing emotions. Most of our distress, most of our anxiety, depression, anger, resentment, whatever it is activated by the way that we think. And I'm not just making that up. There are 50 years easily of research on this. It's really clear. Okay. So humor, if it changes how we think for the better, for offering perspective, then it has a very powerful psychological impact, which is reducing emotional distress and changing the way we think. And the way we think is related to all sorts of physiological problems, as it would be our distressing emotions, such as gastrointestinal problems and heart disease, are directly related to how we feel and how we think. So now humor activates laughter, mirth, wit. And
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And finally, humor activates what I call relational fusion. And relational fusion is very simple. It's the bonding experience we have with other people. And when you experience humor, most of the time, not always, but most of the time, the humor is shared in some way with another person. And through that humor, there's a bonding effect. And that bonding effect builds relationships. We know that the stronger a relationship, the healthier the individual, the more powerful one is in life, more engaged. And the relational fusion part of humor acts as a social lubricant. And what I mean by that is when humor is communicated between two people, often the message that is communicated is less distressing if the message were distressing in the first place. Some research has showed that doctors who are able to use humor with patients before they come in, and if that doctor has distressing news for the patient, bad news about a medical condition, patients hear that and act on it much more than patients who don't experience humor first. So psychologically, we've got humor activating laughter, mirth, wit, and relational fusion, all four of which have very powerful physiological and psychological benefits.
So wonderful to hear, Steve. And you answered another my question, that how humor has so much effectiveness on personal development. So I think my audiences would really appreciate that. And so I wanted to know how humor has such a extent of impact on your mental health and well-being. I know people don't see that enough, or people don't appreciate it enough to understand how to use humor in their actual life, because in our current life, it's a lot of stress and a lot of struggle going on. But even a little bit of a sense of a humor would give us comfort and relief. We are talking a lot about humor and its impact. So as a professor of psychology, I'm asking you, is there any research evidence that humor is actually effective?
Yes, there's quite a bit, actually. And I mentioned some of the physiological parts when I mentioned laughter. Also, you may have heard or may have seen on the internet, your endorphins may be secreted during laughter. And endorphins are the body feel-good chemicals. So here's another benefit. And there are not a lot of studies, maybe three or four that are actually well done, but they do show that endorphins are secreted when we have deep, heartfelt laughter. There are, interestingly, some other physiological benefits that there have been one or two studies, one on diabetes that shows that people who experience laughter have lower sugar levels for a day or two after the laughter experience. So those are some of the physiological. Psychologically, since humor generates perspective through wit, the research suggests that when you change the way you think, you change the way you feel. And again, that's really well-researched information. So there have been a number of studies that have looked at things like gratitude and happiness. And humor activates gratitude and happiness. In terms of the emotional part, the mirth part, if you experience humor, you go through life reducing your distressing emotion. So the research, again, has shown that humor helps people to feel less distressed. And we dovetail that into what people can do, because I don't expect your listeners to go out there and intentionally and purposefully use the humor. They may not think of that. But what you can do is begin to integrate humor into your daily life. Have some ways of being funny with people. Maybe learn a very simple joke or a one-liner. Among the things that I do, I have a number of fake driver's licenses, one of which is Elvis Presley. And so when I check into a hotel, I don't know if you'll be able to see this. Oh, yeah, you can. I use this ID. I use Elvis Presley.
Okay.
And usually it brings a smile to the person that I'm doing it with. I've used it at airports, like at the ticket counter, and I've used it to get rental cars, and I've used it at the post office. In fact, one time at the post office, I used that ID. I got my package, and I was leaving a crowded post office, and the postal clerk yells, "Elvis has just left the building." Now, only he and I knew the joke, but these kinds of things reduce people's distress. So I try and be playful and funny with people as I move through life. And that's what I recommend to your listeners. Look at ways to just be a little bit funnier in the moment. See if you can be playful with distressing emotions. When I go out to lunch, for example, my wife and I are out to lunch, we both order iced tea, the server places the iced tea on the table and I'll say something like, "Oh, I think you got them mixed up," and I'll pick up the iced teas and I'll switch them just to be playful. The other day I had a server look at him and said, "No, I got them right," and she switched them back. So little things that can be funny can bring joy. So the research supports that. And another side note with the research on distressing emotions, anger, anxiety, and depression, and the research on negative thinking when people think they should, they must, they have to, that research clearly shows that it has a negative impact on people.
Okay. That's wonderful to know. And thank you so much for sharing that wealth of experience. And on the research aspect and how research validates that humor does have a lasting impact on mental health and well-being. Can I ask you, how can someone learn to apply healthy humor to their own life?
Well, the first thing I would recommend is try and create a humor happening section in your brain, a place that you store funny items. And you might do this by writing down funny items initially or typing them into your phone or device so that you have funny items kind of in your head that you can use when the opportunity might occur. Another thing, so that's a little more active where you're generating it. A simpler thing would be to search for humor that you can have come to you. Join a joke list on the internet where every day you get a joke, or get with a humor buddy. Every day you share something funny with them or they share something with you. Watch sitcoms. Think of the comedians that you find funny. So you can bring humor to you. You can generate your own humor. You can just look for funny stuff in the environment. One of the things that I loved as a kid, my father would drive down. I lived in a small town, and we'd drive down this one street, and it would come, and the street ended. You had a stop sign. You had to turn right or left, and in front of you was the town graveyard. And of course, there was a sign on the street that read, "Dead End." And that used to tickle us because it was a dead end, you know, in the street.
Yeah.
It was also in front of the cemetery. So looking to funny things out in the environment is another thing that you might do. Engage in play. Find things that are playful. Get on a swing. Bounce in a bouncy house. Blow bubbles. I used to keep bubbles in my car. And when I was at a stoplight or getting on the freeway where we're going light, you know, in a long line, I would blow bubbles through the roof of the car. So these are some of the things that people can do to tickle their funny bone. But probably, again, the easiest is to have people bring humor to them by subscribing to a joke list or a joke book or, again, watching sitcoms or whatever it is that they can have come to them.
Okay, wonderful advice. And thank you for sharing some of those examples. I'm sure our listeners may have already applied those without knowing that they have, but
surely
they will have a clear sense of now and be more aware of how to use humors in some aspects of their life, which will be very helpful for them. I wanted to ask you another question is that we talk about humor a lot and how humor has good impact on human health. But is all humor healthy?
That's a great question. And in fact, to open my response to that, I was at a conference and at a banquet table sitting with Patch Adams. The movie was made of Patch Adams, a very well-known doctor who used humor. And I asked him that. And he said he thought that all humor was healthy. And I really thought about that And then I realized, well, wait a minute, I have heard put down humor and sarcastic humor that certainly I wouldn't think was healthy because it had a hurtful impact on people. So I believe that there is hostile humor, healthy humor, and neutral humor. And so the hostile humor where we put down others, I think, is not healthy because I think it creates emotional distress where we're trying to relieve emotional distress. But most humor is healthy. If you have to backtrack and say, oh, I was just kidding, then the humor you used probably was unhealthy. And what I recommend for people to do is think about the humor that you're offering before you say it and think about, will the person receive this humor in a positive way? Or is this humor where I'm trying to teach them a lesson or put them down or put them in their place? And if so, it probably is not healthy humor.
That's wonderful to know, Steve. And thank you again for sharing your words of wisdom about humor with our audiences. Can I ask you, how can listeners connect with you personally if they want to know more about humor?
Well, I have two websites, and the first one is www.humormatters.com, and it's humor spelled the American way as opposed to the British, humormatters.com. And I don't sell anything. There are no pop-ups or no ads. And it's a very old website. I designed it myself starting in 1999, and it needs some work. But anyway, it's mostly topical humor, like a Christmas humor, Thanksgiving humor, holiday humor, and other types of humor. So that website has information. And then my other site, which is mycematters.com. So it's M-Y, C like Charlie, E like Edward, Matters, MATTERS.com. And that website has articles that I've written. It has links to my continuing education programs. If anybody listening is a therapist and wants to learn more about humor and psychotherapy, I have a couple of continuing education programs that are linked from there. So that website is also available. And other than the links for the CE programs, everything is free. I don't charge for anything. There's no subscription. And then if listeners would like to email me, I'll give you an email address that they can use. And that would be Dr. Sultanoff. It's Dr. Sultanoff, S like Sam, ULTANOFF. At humormatters.com. So it's at that website I already gave you. So people can reach me that way if they wish as well.
Thank you so much, Steve, for mentioning that. And dear listeners, if you go to our website, activeaction.fm, and search Steve's name, that is S-T-E-V-E-N space S-U-L-T-A-N-O-F-F, you'll see his bio. If you do want to connect with him, that's one way to do that. Thank you so much, Steve, for joining in this fine morning and talking about humor to me and my audiences. We really appreciate it.
It has been a pleasure. It's been delightful to share with you. Thank you.
Dear listeners, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you have found value to it, please feel free to share it with your friends and family. Stay active and take action. I'll meet you another episode. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action Podcast at activeaction.fm. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. Visit our website, activeaction.fm, to enjoy all episodes and other exclusive contents on self-development. Take care, stay active, and take action.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.